Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have canceled today's radio guest on other important subjects. I have canceled guest today, Monday, the 18th day of January 2010, to focus on the fact that there is no longer any doubt, 100% pure evidence of massive sustained destruction of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. It is all happening right now. It is all being announced. They are openly trying to not sell the idea to the public, or even the Congress, or even the legislatures. The Obama administration, taking all the unconstitutional tools that his predecessors developed, namely Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, is openly taking over the internet through cybersecurity, saying that they do intend to shut down free speech. His czar of regulation openly says their plan is to end private ownership of firearms in the United States. The gauntlet's down. All over the country, the reports are pouring in and being confirmed so fast, my head is spinning, including the town I live in, the town I love, my adopted hometown. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I love Texas, but I love Austin. And the town where I live is under a complete illegal federal jackboot. It is under lawless criminal government. The city of Austin and the federal government are in unconstitutional, treasonous rebellion against federal and state law. They have tried nationwide to ban gun shows. And now, since Obama got into office 1 year ago, later this week will be the 1 year anniversary. Thursday will be the 1 year anniversary of President Obama officially being in office. This is a maximum complete red alert, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to attempt, because I've been beside myself with anger, disgust, pain, sorrow. It's like I've lost a family member, or I'm watching a family member die. I'm watching my republic, our precious republic, that precious shield against tyranny, fade beneath the waves of history. And I want to save the good ship of liberty. But I need your help, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even believe this headline. By the way, they didn't attempt. They succeeded for now. But the headline is, Feds cops attempt to shut down legal gun sales in Austin, Texas. This broke yesterday on the air when a caller called into the Sunday show. That's why callers are so important. They alert us to this. And said that he tried to go to the gun show, and of course it's legal and lawful for individuals to go meet at the gun show, to rent their own table if they want to sell a few guns, and to get rid of them. The federal law says that if you're engaged in, you know, continual commerce of guns, that is, you have a gun shop or that's your main business, that you have to get the federal firearms license to sell. It's a tax issue. It's a color of law issue. And they want to set the precedent nationwide that you can't buy your son a rifle, that your grandfather can't buy his grandson or daughter a .22. And I've seen countless cases where they arrest people for selling their neighbor a gun when it's legal and lawful. Well, the APD, the Austin Police Department, and the BATF on record went in and said, look, we don't have a law or regulation, but we're going to arrest you if you sell each other guns without going through the BATF registration NICS program. This is huge tyranny. We're going to fight it. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
States in the last decade, I have seen reports in newspapers and on television of cities and counties trying to tell gun shows that they can't have private sellers. Somebody wants to sell their shotgun, go rent a table, go to the gun show, and sell it to a private citizen. Craigslist doesn't let you advertise private sales citizen to citizen, like if you're selling a jet ski or a golf club set, or a BB gun, or a water hose. You can sell all of that, but you can't sell firearms. And now Craigslist and others aren't allowing slingshots and BB guns to be sold. Children are being arrested. Every week I see news reports of children playing with plastic guns, toy guns, and being arrested, saying that neighbors complained that it looked threatening. It is a religion of bondage and disarmament and demonization of the Second Amendment, where they want to basically create the illusion and the public perception that firearms are illegal. You know about billboards all over the country for more than a decade that show an image of a revolver, and it says, report illegal guns. And then you read the fine print at the bottom of the billboard that's very hard to read even up close, and it says, oh, you get the reward for illegal guns, guns used in the commission of a crime. But the illusion is guns are illegal. And that illusion, that fraud, can't be pushed if you've got almost every state in the union still has the Constitution in place where you can sell your neighbor a shotgun, a rifle, you can sell your cousin a shotgun, a rifle, or handgun, and you can put an ad in the paper, but most papers won't take the ads now, to say, hey, I've got a Mossberg shotgun I'm selling. I've got a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum I'm selling. Or I've got ammo I'm selling. All over the country, stores, there's no law. The BATF just comes in and orders them and says, we're going to shut you down. And they sit there like crooks and threaten them. If you don't start getting people's driver's license and name when they buy ammo. And this prepares you for it to become law. Just like more than a decade ago, the feds and the state would come in and tell drugstores, we want you to get the names of people buying Sudafed or buying Claritin. Because sometimes criminals get it and make methamphetamine out of it. So because somebody might do something wrong, you all have to be color of law registered. Then, after that goes on for a few years, states like Texas and California and others, under federal grants, pass laws where you have to register to buy the over-the-counter medicines. A couple months out of the year, I get Cedar fever, like most people in Austin. And I try to go in and buy Claritin or Sudafed. I've got to give them my driver's license and have them record it and register it. And I see old people buying beer, buying cigarettes, buying tobacco. I've been into Walgreens and seen literally an 85-year-old man or older on a cane with a cane walker showing his driver's license to buy pipe tobacco. This is all about a part of training you to show ID to buy and sell, getting you ready for the national and global carbon tax slash sales tax, which they're now openly announcing. So this is a very sophisticated, complex issue, and in the next hour, I'm going to simulcast at prisonplanet.tv so we can actually show you all of these documents and laws and reports so that there's no denial. Now, the issue I'm going to cover now, ladies and gentlemen, is off the charts in its magnitude. Because previously in Colorado, in California, in Utah, in Indiana, we've seen the reports everywhere. In Michigan, in Oklahoma, in towns all over this great nation, cities pass ordinances, counties pass ordinances saying you can no longer have private sales of firearms without having a BATF license at gun shows. And some cities pass laws saying you can't sell your neighbor a gun, you can't buy your son a gun. Any firearm transfer or sale must be registered. Now, Second Amendment organizations, grassroots organizations have fought in every state to defeat unconstitutional local ordinances. Because if a city or county law does not cite its power for a law from the state constitution or state laws, it is illegal. It is tyranny. And the reason you have that is they've had many towns and cities throughout history that get a corrupt boss hog in power who literally just start taking people's property because they want it and giving it to their friends or family, who start taking people's guns, who start taking people's crops. And so the state has to come in and stop it. Now, normally cities pass a law, even though they're fraudulent and have to be overturned via lawsuits or actions by the state attorney generals. They don't do that in Austin, Texas. I have never seen anything like this. This is absolute bona fide, the real deal, super ultra illegal tyranny. When the government just shows up and doesn't cite a law or statute or even regulation and just says, you're not going to sell guns here anymore, and puts a notice up on the door and has cops stand there handing out flyers to everyone, and we have the actual flyer from the Texas Gun Show. formerly the Saxit Gun Show, but now they left Austin, and we have a group called the Texas Gun Show, and they're against what's happening. They had a table there with women from the Texas Gun Show saying, please sign a petition to the Texas Attorney General, because this is illegal. The BATF showed up here, and the Austin police showed up, backing them up, giving them jurisdiction, and told them, I'm Boss Hogg. You're not going to do this. This is the heart, the root of tyranny. When government says, we don't have a law, it's against the law, but we're going to warrantlessly wiretap you. We're going to use the Patriot Act per state thousands of times a year in non-terror-related cases that makes the Constitution null and void. That's tyranny. But at least they've got a phony, baloney Patriot Act. At least they've got some fake law in the process of being overturned all across the nation. At least they claim they've got a piece of paper. At least they swear out some type of fake baloney. Not in Austin, Texas. This is unprecedented. Public notice. This was given out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Austin, Texas. Public notice. Just a public notice. They're setting up precedent here. They're just announcing their new power. Selling of firearms, in quotes, at the direction of the Austin Police Department, at the direction, they direct, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply. Asked, notice, it's all color of law, to comply with the following. And now they bring in the true criminal color of law. Because of one word, this is completely illegal. Now, it's clearly constitutional violation, color of law, fraud in the first paragraph, where they're just there telling you through pure color of law, we're asking you to do this. But we're the police with the implied authority. Now, here's what's illegal. The previous paragraph is clearly unconstitutional and illegal, but this is 100% illegal. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must, you are commanded, must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer a firearm to a new owner. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to a new owner. Must. How many cops have gone to prison? They love all over the country. They've been caught sitting outside topless bars. That 20-year-old topless dancer they've got a crush on, they were watching hours before, drives out drunk. Cop pulls him over and says, you must have sex with me down this wooded road or I'm going to give you a DWI. You must. It's then official oppression and rape, and they go to prison. The police are not immune. They are not God. It's simple. If the cop shows up and says, you must follow my order, you must, when they're outside the state constitution, you must mow my lawn. You must come out and dig ditches. You must kiss my feet. You must do what I say. And they do that outside the constitution, it is absolutely 110% criminal. And when it's done by government, it is tyranny. Number two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. Thank you for your cooperation. Your cooperation with an exclamation point. This is thuggery. This is law of the jungle. This is absolute despotism, 110%. They say you must. They are violating your constitutional rights. They are violating the state law. We beat at the legislature in the last, what, five legislatures, back to 1998, 2000 and on. It's bi-yearly. We beat attempted laws to shut down private sales of firearms in Texas. They don't care. The feds come in here with their pet police chief. It's the same police chief that takes blood without warrants. I mean, these people are just out of their minds. I can't wait till Art Aceveda comes and sits in this office and defends what he's done. This is just unbelievable.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. The White House regulations are, says there is no Second Amendment and that they're going to ban guns and free speech and take over the internet. It's all over mainstream news saying how wonderful it is. All over the country, the BATF tripled in size. Now the BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is setting up surveillance systems, harassing people at gun shows, legally selling each other firearms as private citizens. But now in Austin, Texas, public notice selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following. One, you will be asked, see, it's all color of law. There's no law behind this. Any person, and that's illegal, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer a firearm to the new owner. Two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. I'm going to open the phones up in the next 30 minutes only for people that have seen this happen at their gun shows around the country. And is this happening at other gun shows in Texas? Because this is outrageously illegal. And the police just don't need to be overturned by the Texas Attorney General or by the legislature. They need to get in trouble. Somebody needs to sit Art Aceveda down and say, listen, just because the BATF comes down here and just because you're wanting a job later in the Justice Department doesn't, like several of our police chiefs have left to become, doesn't mean you go just set up. I mean, what's next? Will they put out a notice that everyone must bring their unregistered guns in to be registered, like they did in Canada and England, before they ban them? And the way they write these laws to overturn the gun show loophole, as it's called, to imply that it's bad, to imply that it's illegal when it's not, is that it will ban all private transfers. You want to give your uncle a gun. He wants to give you a gun. When I was 14 years old, my dad gave me the lever-action Savage 243 deer rifle that he was given when he was 8 years old by his great uncle. Can't do it. They also introduced a law we barely beat in 2000 in Texas that would have banned junior shooting sports, saying no one under 18 can even touch a gun. They want to kill our culture of self-defense and liberty. Slaves are disarmed. And let me tell you what the BATF's doing. They're feeding on people. Some old man needs money, comes in, sells two of his shotguns. They bust him out in the parking lot and illegally charge him, because it's not even what the statutes say, for a federal firearms transfer for being a gun dealer when he's not a gun dealer. He's privately selling a firearm. I get reports, I see reports every day of people pulled over, even going to the gun range. In Texas, in Vermont, in places that have strong Second Amendment. And the cops are so brainwashed, they go ahead and arrest you for the legal gun. And a lot of people just plea bargain to non-laws. I mean, we live in a tyranny. How many reports do you see in the news about neighbors see some old man? It's almost always an old man in their garage cleaning their gun. The neighbors get scared seeing a gun. They call the police. They come, and it's on the news. This guy, John Brown... Now, John Doe was arrested for an arsenal. He had 11 rifles, 2 handguns, and over 3,000 rounds of ammo. It's an arsenal. There's no law against an arsenal or defining what an arsenal is. Just a bunch of lawless, gun-hating crooks. Now, here's the deal. They've had national surveys where over 98%. In fact, call Jack McClam. Let's get him on about this today, too. That's why I canceled yesterday so we can get into the Second Amendment under attack. There have been countless cases of where they do this and where they just teach police that guns are illegal when they're not. But normally they pass a fake ordinance that's unconstitutional under the federal and state constitution. This is the feds coming in, and then I have the Council of Governors being set up by Obama, merging it with PDD 51, open takeover of the states, mainstream news pointing out this is total federalization, total takeover. We've got them training the Boy Scout Explorer Clubs, now being taken over from the Boy Scouts by the feds and by big police departments like the LAPD. And then you read the news articles and see police photos of the training. They're training 14, 15, 16-year-olds. To, quote, take on disgruntled vets that own guns. Remember the Homeland Security MIAC reports, where Homeland Security's internal reports say they're setting up to go after American gun owners, and that American gun owners, and especially returning vets, are the number one threat to the government? You see, they can't pass laws against your Second Amendment. We're beating them there. And so they just do it outside the law. But you've got 98% of police in national surveys against gun control. They don't like what's happening, but the commanders are criminals. The commanders are thugs. It's illegal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
To simulcast the second, third, and fourth hour in living color video here in the TV studio in the second, third, and fourth hour today at PrisonPlanet.tv. And they just haven't gotten the new banners made and haven't changed PrisonPlanet.tv yet. We only do it in December and part of January. I meant to end it last Friday, but it'll be down by tomorrow. You can still get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but today is the last day. Today is the last day. There's still a lot of other great specials up there, like Get Fall of the Republic or the Obama Deception. Get a free T-shirt of your choice. We are selling out of the Obama Joker shirts, that limited edition shirt we put out. But you can still get those in some sizes, but we've got a bunch of other designs of shirts you can get for free when you buy Fall of the Republic. You can also get the new film Shadow Government that is just an amazingly powerful documentary that we're carrying. You can get it for, what is it, like 18 bucks, like 17 something, and then you get Fall of the Republic half price. This is how we wake people up, is with high-quality, piercing documentary films that expose the larger agenda. The people are ready to wake up. Go to the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com to take advantage of all the specials and discounts. And your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. The toll-free number to call and get the books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps. Great way to meet like-minded people on the street with the InfoWars Patriot Apparel. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or write to me at InfoWars at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas 78760. How do you even get words to describe this level of criminal government? I mean, there's no doubt on every issue. Local government has been federalized in almost every big city, many rural areas. They have regular Army Marines running checkpoints all over the country. The governors say don't do it in Tennessee. The feds still do it. It's in the newspaper. I have state reps on fighting it. I mean, just the Army comes out and shuts down highways and starts searching people. I mean, the government is a criminal enterprise. They've stolen 28 plus trillion in the last year and 2 months. Obama's federalizing the governors publicly with an executive order, saying they federalized police and local state military. I mean, it's incredible. The cybersecurity czar resigns last year and says the Pentagon is secretly taking over the web. I talked to high-level IT people in Chicago, in Austin, in San Francisco, in Oakland, in Dallas. And they say suddenly all the networks are being run through huge new government hubs, tracking everything where they can shut the web off whenever they want. The White House says they may do it. That's CNET News. I mean, it's really happening. And the public, the general public, is awakening to the fact that the government's corrupt, but they have no idea how bad it is. And they're literally from birth set in their diapers in front of the television set, so people get home at 6 o'clock. Their kids get home from the government training center. They cook dinner. Everybody gets in front of the television show, watches their favorite shows, and then everybody goes to bed, gets up in the morning, takes their Prozac, and we've just been incrementally brought into this, but it's no longer incremental. They are now racing. A great article by Kurt Nimmo at InfoWars.com. We're going to take the audio today of this show and post it there for everybody where I really break down what's happening. I got caught unaware live with a caller about the Texas gun shows that came to Austin and how they were just outside of the law, just ordered by men in uniforms with guns. You will not allow anyone to have private transfers of firearms here, which is a violation of state law. And we went to their website, and they say it on their website. We got the public notice, the actual copies being handed out. It's at InfoWars.com, and I last night watched the video of my simulcast with the radio, and I didn't even really make the key points. I was so beside myself with frothing anger. The most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, Jack McClam, founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order 27 years ago. He's been warning about this. He'll join us in the next hour to talk about this some. I want to go to your phone calls now, specifically about going to gun shows and how they're getting your license numbers, your Social Security numbers. They're saying you're not allowed to have private sales of guns outside the law. They're now busting people everywhere without even a law. They just trump up other charges and falsely charge people for other laws for selling their neighbor's guns. They're now outside the law ordering gun shops all over the country. Started with Walmart 5 years ago to just get your license number and scan your license when you buy ammo. I mean, it's just totally illegal. But to show up and say any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to a new owner. Must. No law, no code, no local ordinance. See, again, normally they get a local ordinance passed, then it gets overturned as unconstitutional at the state level. Because cities can't pass laws outside the state constitution. Their cities and counties are chartered by the state. That's how law, I mean, this is lawless. This is the government. So arrogant. The police, the APD, the BATF know this is illegal. But they're confident they can just get away with it. Just like private banks could control the Fed and the Treasury and openly give themselves 200 plus billion of the trillions to their own personal bonuses. Geithner, Paulson, Summers, all of them giving themselves bonuses from the government they run. Totally illegal. Be like a bank manager going in and giving themselves $1 million out of the vault. It's illegal. Doesn't matter if you say you're the bank manager. You can't do that. I mean, the point is they are engaged in open crime in front of everyone. And I'm sure the Attorney General will come down on them as they have before in other states and in this state and say you can't do that. But Austin doesn't care. BATF doesn't care. They don't even care what the Attorney General says. By the way, who was that conservative state senator we've had on? His name escapes me. I had him on last year about the gun grabbing. I want to get him back on. I want to get the pro-gun state senators. Go to the Texas Rifle Association. Go to the Texas Association. We got to get them on. We've got to really make a big deal out of this, or it won't create enough of a ruckus. I just can't believe this. I mean, this is an illegitimate, lawless city I live in. I mean, 2 years ago, they started taking blood at checkpoints without warrants, and I pointed out this is illegal. So they went to the legislature, and the legislature passed a law that they can take blood without warrants. The police. Now, that's unconstitutional at the federal level, and the Texas Supreme Court, it looks like, is going to strike it down. But the point is, they're trying all this illegalness. But this isn't even the legislature passing an unconstitutional act. Then it's just unconstitutional. This is the city of Austin and R.A. Cervera, under the federal control of the BATFE, announcing that they can do whatever they want. You know, I like Kurt Nimmo's headline, but we need to make the point in here. Editor's note, Kurt, that this is clearly illegal. This is not under the state constitution. This is not under a state law. The city is operating illegally. The BATF is in here engaged in high treason. The feds are in my town with no law, no statute, no power. And the good news is the gun show was there getting people to sign a petition. I'm working on getting them on. Getting locals to sign petitions to go to the Attorney General to stop Austin and the feds from just showing up. I mean, if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. Remember the Kelo, New London, Connecticut decision of 5 years ago, where they said, we can take your property without just compensation. That was in the Supreme Court ruling. And it even said in the ruling, I read it on air many times, we spent months on it, fighting it, and then in the aftermath, saying private interests can give money, it's not bribery now, to local city, county, or state governments to take your property without payment. In fact, I interviewed the families who lived in 2, 3, 4 generation beautiful Victorian-style homes on the water. Houses valued at $600,000, $1,100,000. They didn't just not get payment. They told them 2 years before they took it, if you fight this in court, we're going to come back with attorney's fees from the state and the city and charge you. And so one family had their $600,000 house bulldozed and got a $300,000+ bill from the lawyers. So you don't just get your land taken, you pay to have it taken. You pay to be a slave. You pay to be raped. Property rights, folks. My father, who's a landowner, owns a large tract of land in East Texas, hereditary land. He got a notice right after New London Kelo decision, 3 years ago, 2 years after the decision, saying, here's your new Texas Landowner Bill of Rights. Kind of like the New Freedom Initiative federally takes your freedom. It's Orwellian name, or the Patriot Act is unpatriotic. It said, you have no property rights. If we say we're taking your land or putting a pipeline across it, or if you turn down a mineral offer, you are given 3 months to accept the first offer you're given, even if it's 10 cents on the dollar, and then we just take it and charge you attorney fees. That's America. They're not just going to take your guns for all you stupid, mainline, domesticated, cowardly liberals that are afraid of seeing a fellow slave with a gun, but love seeing cops with guns. You get scared when you see a citizen with a gun, but not cops. You are going to lose everything you got. They're already changed the federal laws to take your pension funds. Now they change the federal regulations outside of the law to take your 401ks, to take your money market funds. They announced that last month. Those are no longer protected. Do you understand what's happening? Now, I'm going to your calls. Did you go to the Austin gun show? Did you sign the petition against this? What were people saying? No law, no nothing. They just come and say, no more gun sales here, baby. We got guns. We're the government. We own you, slaves. And once they make you register everything, once they end private sales, then they confiscate. We've been holding the line here for years, and now they're overrunning us criminally. I can't believe the boldness of the APD and the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Simon, where are you calling from?
Uncle Tom's Gabbin.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I think we know about this Haiti situation. I got a good suggestion for him.
Simon, I'm letting you go, and you made your little racial joke or whatever it is. I told you, the phone lines are open for people specifically on this issue. Focus! Focus! They're shutting down gun shows illegally with no law. Do you understand what that means? Brandy in Louisiana. Go ahead, Brandy.
Hi, Alex. This is Brandy. I've been listening to your show for 4 months now and have waked up.
Do me a favor.
Up.
Turn your radio off. Come on, people.
Yes. Like I said, I've been listening to your show for 4 months now, and I've woken up, and I've known so much just by listening to your show. But I have two questions. One is about the gun control, and there is a gun show that we're having in here in Louisiana next month, and I want to purchase a gun, and then I don't. But then I do, too, because I have kids, and I want to protect myself. What do I do, you know, if they were to ask?
You go to the gun show, and you'll see people that are private sales. Again, if you sell a bunch of guns, they bust you and say it's the federal statute that you got to have a federal firearms license to do it as a business. It's a tax. That's how they got the unconstitutional issue in. But private sales, you still have the right to say sell your neighbor a gun or have them sell you a gun. So you find somebody that wants to sell you a private sale, okay? And that's how you get a gun. Me, I don't care. I go in and let them register me and have my guns. It's no secret I got guns with those traders, and because I buy what I want when I want, new generally. But what you need is a revolver or a pump-action shotgun, something like that for home defense, and just take it out to the gun range and get good with it.
Okay. I have one more other question. Okay, I know it's not referring to the gun control, but I have issue. It's with communication, and that's with cable TV. And, see, I rely on Internet. They're talking about shutting down local channels for the antenna, and that's what, you know, that's the only thing I use. So what are we going
to
do?
Yes, they're forcing everyone to get wired.
Huh?
They're forcing everyone to the Internet, Brandy. So your question is, what are you going to do?
Yes, what will I do for communication?
What do you do to learn what's happening? Listen to local AM radio. I appreciate your call. Look, now I'm not mad at the listeners, but I told you, I specifically have to leave the lines open for people who have seen unconstitutional color of law outside of the system, criminal government, making guns illegal, violating gun shows, telling you you can't have private sales without a law. Okay, 1-800-259-9231. John, did you ask these callers if they were specifically calling on that? Thank you. I figured you did. It's unbelievable. We need to focus on this. I need to leave lines open for people who are eyewitnesses to this in other areas. They'll tell me the name of their town and state. I can pull up articles on it then. I can show the gun community, the Second Amendment self-defense freedom community, how bad it is and get them out of their slumber. The feds are trying to pass federal legislation to ban guns at will. But it's worse than that. Here's an article, Infowars.com, January 7th, 2009, from a year ago. Proposed law will allow Obama AG holder to ban guns at will. That bill's introduced, H.R. 1022. Just a blank check where he's God and can ban whatever he wants. We just make him God. That's how they're already operating. The BATF's shown up. They haven't even passed their health care law. And all these different employers from Illinois to Texas are getting notices saying get ready to keep money out of your employees' paychecks to make them buy insurance. They're already implementing it without it even passing. Don't you understand? This is a bunch of lawless crooks. Holly, John, Pete, hang up if you're not calling in about the Second Amendment, what's happening at gun shows as eyewitnesses to what's going on. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take calls in this segment, the next, then eight after. For the balance of the second hour, all of the third and fourth hour, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Jack McClam's coming up. Feds and cops attempt to shut down legal gun sales in Austin, Texas. They didn't attempt. They did. That's the Infowars.com headline. It's completely illegal. It's illegal. You understand that?
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Declared himself Boss Hog over Austin, Texas. The BATF came in and said, we don't have a law, but we're going to tell you no more private sale of guns in this town. You're not going to sell your neighbor a gun. You're not going to sell them at the gun show. Done. Now, does that make you mad, America? John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, John.
I'm going to the Houston Gun Show next week. I ain't been to a gun show in about 3 months, so I'll let you know if there's any of that stuff going on there. But I just wanted to say that this is not going to stop with guns. You know, they just in October they just recently beat a ruling by the federal government that would have banned any knives that could be opened one-handed, which means most 80% of all pocket knives would have been banned in America. But
I know. They're coming after everything. The government is criminal. They robbed us. They're crooks. Countries always go to tyranny. People better wake up, John. I mean, this is outrageous.
It's going to be bows and arrows. And you look at Britain right now, you know, you can't even have a steak knife. It's got to have rounded edges on it.
I have the BBC headline, large knives banned.
They have an airsoft BB gun. You know what those are, don't you?
Yes.
The plastic BB. Well, to have one in Britain, you have to go to the police department. You have to get a permit and prove that you're part of a reenactment group or some kind of a historical reenactment group before they'll let
you
have that.
John, they don't even have a law in Austin. The feds just showed up like Darth Vader and said, we're doing this. I mean, it's illegal. They need to get in trouble.
They
have committed a crime.
When they can make rulings, not laws, but rulings, and say, well, we can do this and this and that, and we don't care about the law, then we're enslaved.
They don't even give a judicial ruling, which is tyranny. They don't even give a code or a number. They just do it. I mean, it's a new level. I mean, these people are out of their minds.
We're going to have to get together. We're going to have to start screaming loud to put a stop to this because we don't, like I say, we're all done for.
Let's talk to Spencer in Texas. Spencer, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Good show, Alex. Yeah, I got a quick story for you. My brother is a police officer in South Texas, and a couple months ago, I got a knock at the front door, and it was a couple of ATF agents going door to door without any kind of warrant or anything.
Yeah, it's called Knock and Talk Nationwide, going on for at least 7 years. They come to your door and say, do you mind if we look at your guns? I mean, folks.
See what happened. Yeah, and he's a police officer. You know, it's ridiculous.
And so what happened?
He refused to talk to them, and he told them if they came back, he'd have them arrested for trespassing, and they left. And a couple of weeks went by, and this happened all over this town he's in. A couple of weeks went by, and he actually ran into one of those ATF agents and asked him, he said, man, what in the world's going on? Why are you guys doing this? And he said, well, you know, we know it's BS, and we know it's unconstitutional, but we've got to do what we've got to do. Because it's the current administration.
Again, even the BATF knows this is illegal. It's illegal. It's criminal. I mean, they are criminal when they do this. Austin police, don't do something illegal. It's like Hitler telling his people to do illegal stuff. Just because he's Hitler, just because he's the leader, doesn't mean he's God.
But, field agents don't get carried through with it, then they get written up or, you know, possibly, you know, terminated.
Well, you know what? They better say no because it's going to get a lot worse if they don't. What town is he in? Let me guess. Is it outside Dallas?
No, it's in South Texas. I really don't want to tell it because then he, you know, it's kind of widespread down there. And he's a
police freedom officer. Isn't free, sir. Well, I know they're doing every suburb of Dallas has knock and talk. And that's why I was saying it. I just can't handle it. They're the ones engaged in illegal activity. Your brother's got to stand up and say no. I mean, was this a wake-up call for your brother, John?
Spencer, but yeah,
Spencer.
It sure was. Yeah.
Yeah, John's next. Well, I apologize. Anything else, Spencer?
That's it, man. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Folks, it's 1 second to midnight. You understand? We'll be right back with more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.